The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here. What's going on here? Something's weird.
There we go. Whoop, I don't know what's going on there. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Fire Central and KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
We got a lot of things going on this morning, a lot of moving parts. But good morning. Hey, it's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 26th of July. The news is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor, same great customer service, just outstanding. What's the weather look like, Trish?
The weather looks hot. It's 80 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for 113 today, low this evening of 75. A little overcast, excessive heat warning until Friday about noon. And on Friday, we're looking for 111, a low of 74. Saturday, 110 and 71 in the evening. And Sunday, 109, 71, a low. And Monday, 106, no relief in sight. Just remind everybody to hydrate. Don't leave anything in the car. Watch out and pay attention because fire is all around us. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Just Judge Janine Pirro from Fox is going to be on.
Can't wait.
She's supposed to be calling here at 7:30. She's got a new book, Liars, Leakers, Liberals, and the Case Against the Trump Conspiracy. I thought right away we would just, after we say hello, say, hey, we will not whoopee you. You know, I know.
I watched it,
and people said last night, "You're not really going to say that." I went, "Yeah, I probably will." You know,
absolutely.
Why not? We're not going to whoopee
incredible.
You.
That was incredible.
You know what? That is, it is because one of the questions I want to ask her is, why the hatred? Why so much hatred from the left? Not only against Trump, but who supports Trump? Anybody that supports Trump. I mean, yeah. It's like.
It's absolute uncontrollable rage.
It is, and they have no. The only plan they have right now is attack Trump, which Trump thinks is probably laughing up his sleeve right now, going, "Oh yeah, oh wait a minute, they're not angry enough." And he'll tweet something else out there, and it's like, "Ah!" And they run down the streets.
Yeah.
They run down the streets. Ah!
Yeah. You know, anyway. Well, we'll take the minute here. I've got a couple of things that are just bugging me to death. The one is, what is this insane notion that we and the Congress and everybody are supposed to be privy to a private conversation that the President of the United States has?
I don't understand that one.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
They are in a rage because they want to get the translator. They want to know exactly what he said conversation.
It's none of their business.
It's none of their business.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, let's get into fires because this has really gotten out of hand in some places. Okay. Ashley.
All right.
Ashley Estes here, one of our producers who is following the fires. And she may be taking over the production of the show any time now since Bob may be on his way out to be evacuated. So what's going on?
So the fire has overnight exploded to 20,000 acres.
Oh, my.
If you remember
Lord.
At this time yesterday, we were at...
Wait a minute. 20,000?
20,000 acres.
We're talking about the car fire?
The car fire, yes.
20,000?
If you poke your head outside, what you're smelling is Whiskey Town on fire.
I just saw it was 6,000.
It was 6,000 as of last night. This time yesterday, it was 4,500 and 24% containment. Containment has actually dropped to 10%.
Oh, my God.
20,000 acres. Evacuations are all the way from Swayze and Lower Springs Road, which is about halfway between Reading and Old Shasta, all the way from there to the county border.
Okay, so I know Old Shasta is being evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Mountain?
Iron Mountain's evacuated.
We have
mandatory evacuations overnight.
French Gulch is still evacuated.
Yes, all the way to the county line.
It's going on both sides. It's leaped the highway. Bad Bob lives in that general area, but depending on how when he hears sirens going, he just he leaps. When you hear the that's an ambulance. So you are two and a half miles from out.
Yeah, a little bit close. It looked like it was snowing outside this morning. And that's how these fires leapfrog as the ash falls on the dry vegetation and a new fire explodes.
Because it's hot ash. It's not just ash. I walked outside this morning with the dog, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, well, I haven't seen ash like this since Mount St. Helens exploded.
You know, last night I was watching a video that a highway patrolman was doing live from the base of the fire, just right down by the visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely incredible the way you could see those digger pines explode. And that's where that ash is coming and why it's going, because those trees just blow up.
Oh, yeah.
100-foot flames, and then that is everywhere.
And then when they start this crowning thing, because things are dry and the wind is, they blow right through those trees, and they pick up speed because the heat, you know, will cause it to go faster.
Fire makes its own weather.
It makes its own weather, and this is where you get people, they get caught, like the hot shots out of Granite Mountain down in Arizona, they get caught on this thing because it turns and it roars at you at 70, 80 miles an hour. You're not going to outrun it.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what else is going on?
There are 1,344 people on site for this particular fire.
You know, 3 days ago, it was 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went up, boom, 800.
It started on the 23rd, so that was 3 days ago.
Okay, on the 23rd, they started out, it was less than 1,000 acres. They had like 100 guys, 100 firefighters on it. Then it kind of got bigger, and then yesterday it was like 800, so now it's over 1,000 people. And it can just, you know, when you have something like this, imagine, as we talked about yesterday, the logistical battle. The battle is not just against the fire. It's the logistics of getting people there, getting them fed, getting the fuel there they need, getting bulldozers. You know, they were pulling bulldozers out a couple of times, having them turn and get out of there because it was too dangerous. It was running too fast.
I'm looking at the number of cooperating agencies on this, just different types of groups of people. There are 14 different groups, agencies coming to help with fire.
Because you've got the Park Service, you've got BLM, you've got
Happy Valley Fire Department's helping in, Anderson's helping out.
Yeah, everybody that can is going to be fighting this fire because they know that it's when it shifts, everybody's going to run to Happy Valley and fight it.
Well, and I can tell you that dispatch is frantic at this point because I'm sure all of the dozer crews and all those strike teams are already depleted in the state of California. So right now they're reaching out to Arizona, they're reaching out to New Mexico, they're reaching out everywhere to bring in crews and dozers and
look
at
Yellowstone. Yellowstone's on fire. Yosemite's on fire.
State of California is depleted in their fire service.
And you're right, they're coming in from all over to fight. And you imagine those guys, they're on for 12-hour shifts. And then what you learn is you can only sustain 12-hour shifts for so long before you start making mistakes.
Yeah.
We found that out.
Mandatory 14 days on, they got to be off.
Then they've got to be off. And that's just about right because that's when things really start breaking down. And that 12 hours is not 12 hours. That 12 hours is more like 14 or 15 hours. By the time you get in there, you get going, get your equipment up, and get moving. And so, anyway, hey, a big shout out to all of our firefighters. Wow.
Thank you.
And Ashley, anything else? What about anything on any other fires?
Let's go to a break, and I will have more information on the other side.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, 1845 California Street, is their newest branch. Go on down there. Find out all the different things that Cornerstone Community Bank is doing to move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is 1:05 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 26th of July. It's 79, going up to 112 today. Think about those firefighters out there, my friends.
Her
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, gosh, Carl.
It's 79. I'd say it's going to be 80 here in a second. It's going up to 112 today. Yesterday was just a it was hot.
Well, depending upon who you're listening to, the temperatures are ranging. But anytime it's over 100, it's bad. And when it's over 110 consistently,
Somebody put something up on their car. It was like 120. I went, yeah. Whoa. Yeah. No, that can't be right. They must have had the car parked. But I know it was hitting 111, 112. We had a dinner party. Mm. That we had it all planned to be outside? No, we were all inside.
Yeah.
And except me, who was cooking on the barbecue outside. And, you know, it goes from like 100 to like 140 when you're standing in front of the barbecue.
Oh, of course. You know, I actually went to the Mosquito Serenade down at the Anderson River Park last night.
Yeah.
The first hour, I thought I'd lost my mind, and I was sure I was just, going to die. But, boy, you know what? By about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
It starts cooling down.
Oh, my gosh.
Off the river there.
It was absolutely delightful next to the river. Great band. That I can't think of their name, but it's Clearwater Revival kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. Just
Well, you know where we are here is I'm wearing shorts to work. I never wear shorts to work, but I've got things to do today, and it is hot out there. Hey,
it is indeed.
This portion of the show, speaking of that, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, with all the ash in the air, all the smoke in the air, are your filters on your air conditioners clean? Did you have them looked at before we started? It's not too late. Get those filters clean so it helps keep your house air better in there. And that's what Alliance Heating and Air can do. They can work on any type of cooling system. Give them a call. 221-2642. Voted best in the North State. A veteran-owned business and people that we say that you can trust their work. Look at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, let's go back to Ashley Estes, who is following these fires. Ashley, that last thing you said, they closed the
299 is now closed at Buenaventura. That's basically in Redding.
It's on the
Shasta High School.
It's right. It's past Shasta High School.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on the corner there where the old Tops supermarket was. I mean, you're in town here.
Well, mandatory evacuations to Lower Springs. We did have a tweet saying that the car fire is in Old Shasta. So it's in the building. That was about an hour ago. CHP Redding tweeted it, and Chester County Sheriff retweeted it.
It's in the city of Old Shasta.
It's in Old Shasta.
Also in the National Park, unconfirmed reports that there's been damage to the infrastructure there at the marinas, and we don't know for sure. We're waiting for official word, but I just got the word that I could mention this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So because we got word earlier that said don't talk about this, and then so unconfirmed reports though that the marina that
that would be Oak Bottom because it's very close to the car fire.
To the
car
Oak
fire. Bottom marina down there has
we
suffered
don't
damage.
Know the extent of the damage. We don't. If you happen to have a boat out there, don't you're not going to get there. So. Check your insurance papers and cross your fingers. Yeah, your producer here may be bugging out shortly.
Yeah, Bob's in the middle of all this. Yeah. That they're just waiting to see because Bob lives off Placer, but he's living up toward Swayze in that general direction.
Yeah, not far from Texas Springs and all that.
And
so I'm kind of keeping an eye on
things. Now, what about Texas Springs? They have not been evacuated yet because everything's north of
is along 299, which is north of that area.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow.
The other fires I promised to tell you about were the Crestline Fire and the Highland Fire. There were the two other fires we were discussing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Crestline Fire was the one west of Bernie, Round Mountain area. And that's at 70% containment, 51 acres. All evacuations were lifted there, so a little bit of good news. And then in the Highland Fire, which is north of the Car Fire, is 90% contained at 63 acres.
Well,
so,
I know I am.
Good news in the
I
others.
Was appalled to hear that President Trump started these fires.
Of course.
He was out here, and it's been reported that Air Force One came over and was dropping incendiaries out there in the woods because Trump is the cause of everything bad.
And this mechanical failure vehicle is just a cover up.
It was.
Right?
What do they call that? It's part of the. What is it? It's the red. It's a red herring.
Red
it's
herring.
It's a red herring to make people look at the RV that caught on fire and started the fire. Can you imagine the people there when that fire starts? What you know? You know what? They could have been driving along the road. Not only does their vehicle burn. But they started a fire that's over 20,000 acres now. It's burning out houses. We have friends from French Gulf that got back in. Took them 5 hours to drive around 036, come back in to check on their animals and their house. House is okay and everything. And everybody's offering them, hey, look, come on down. We have friends leaving town here Saturday. Just come on in and just live at our house during this time. But they're out there, and they want to stay out there, and they got their animals and – and the fire is like two watersheds over from them. And I'm thinking, two watersheds. That's like
two pine trees.
Yeah, it's like if the wind shifts, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just our thoughts and prayers go out to all these people.
Absolutely.
20,000 acres?
This time yesterday, it was 4,500.
4,500. Last night?
Quadrupled.
Last night, 6,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's in the paper this morning.
Yeah.
6,000.
The update was around 4 o'clock this morning.
So. You just have to go back, and you can't not talk about the fact that we put ourselves in this position by so many years of not managing our forests. When we stopped the timber harvesting, when we stopped going in and doing proper maintenance of our public lands, this is what we get now. There's so much fuel, much dry, dead trees out there that when one of these things start, it just doesn't stop. It's just got too much fuel.
And then after these trees are burnt, they could drop these trees, you know, even though they've been burnt, they can still salvage lots of this. Mm-hmm. And the battle's on there.
Absolutely.
The battle's on there. No, we don't want you to do that. We don't want you to do that. Why? You know, we can harvest this timber. We can use it and, you know, we can use the wood.
And get it out of there so it doesn't just stay there for the next one that goes through.
There you go. That's the big thing. You know,
that's what
you
got in all these places.
You go through Wyoming. I'm driving through Wyoming. I'm looking in there. It's almost park-like. You know, alongside the road, because they go in and they clear out that stuff. Their forest, you know, lots of places in Wyoming and North Dakota, Montana, look like we used to look
unless
in the 1900s.
Unless it's on national forest land. And Yellowstone National Park is an absolute disgrace.
Absolutely.
It's incredible that you've
Okay, we have Sheriff Tom Basenko on. Sheriff, what's it look like out there?
Morning. It is a pretty grave situation. There was a lot of very difficult fire behavior last night. We've evacuated the areas of Benson Road, Rock Creek Road, and those surrounding areas towards Keswick. Then recently, just a couple hours ago, there was a spot fire on the west side of Old Shasta. So we've evacuated that. And then spot fires developed on Swayze Drive. So we're evacuating Victoria Drive, Lower Springs Road, Swayze Drive, so it's kind of headed towards West Reading.
Okay.
So please take our evacuation. I'm asking listeners to take our evacuation orders seriously. And
We're kicking Bob out.
To evacuate.
Yeah, we're kicking Bob out right now. He lives in that general area.
I know where Bob lives.
Well, he's going there. He's got everything packed, and he's heading back to his house just in case.
Yes.
Be
prepared. Take those evacuation orders seriously. We have an evacuation center at Shasta High School right now. And I'll be at the command post evaluating it. I have declared a local emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've gotten assistance from Anderson Police, CHP, and Reading Police on the evacuations. And then we're going to be expanding a request out to our region for assistance from other law enforcement partners, such as Tama County and our neighboring counties.
Okay. Hey, Sheriff, when you say when you declare a local emergency, what does that mean?
That opens up the opportunity for other resources and then also towards requesting a governor's declaration for emergency as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it qualifies us for FEMA funds and all kinds of things.
It can, yes, if it gets to be even more damage, not that we're looking for more damage, but it does open up those doors for resources.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Sheriff, and please keep
very
us informed.
Fortunate. Firefighters are doing everything that they can, and, of course, the high temperatures and asking people to be prepared. Don't panic, but be prepared and ready to evacuate. And if they want to leave ahead of time before notice, they can do that, and it makes all of our jobs a little easier.
Okay. That's where we just kick Bob out so he can get going over there. Hey, Sheriff, thanks a lot. Feel free to give us a call anytime. Let us know what's going
on. Take care. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Nick, good morning. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is a good morning. Hey, before I tell you my experiences in the logging industry, I wanted to correct something I said yesterday.
Okay.
The website for fighting the casino move is speakupreading.org, not standupreading.
Oh.
Speakupreading.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you know, I worked in logging all my life, and the poorest managed forests were the government managed forests.
Absolutely.
That being said, I am convinced that these liberals that are running our agencies are convinced that they're doing us a big favor and that 200 years our forests are going to be back natural and that we just need to burn it off and let it start all over again.
I wouldn't doubt for one minute anything that the liberals hold.
You know what?
Having said that, that's, you know, managed. We, for years, we managed these. The farmers, the ranchers, when they bring the herds out of the upper ground, At the end, the last guy out would drop a fusee and burn it off. And then the next year when you went back up there, it was all green. We did that. We managed these properties for hundreds of years.
Well,
and then we stopped managing them.
Maybe you're homesick. Are you sure you're not running around throwing matches out?
No, I'm pretty sure
no,
I'm
we've
not.
We've already blamed Trump for this, okay?
Hey, listen, now, I've observed Whiskey Town's burns policies up there, and they're just atrocious.
Yes, they are.
Over the last 20 years, you'll watch them do burns up there, and they'll burn off all the conifers and everything else, and the only roots that survive are the oaks and those type of trees, and they push up and push out the conifers. If you look at Whiskey Town's history, in the 1850s, there was like 50,000 people in Whiskey Town. And what did they use for fuel? They used all the trees around there and just more or less mohawked it. You go up there after Whiskey Town has had a controlled burn, and you find a tree that they cut down, a pine tree, and it might be, you know, 25 inches, and it's 150 years old. That's how long it takes all that to regenerate the conifers to come back up. And you stand and you look and analyze their burns, their little pockets here and there, and all you see is brush.
Yeah.
And all that is fire fuel.
It's fuel. It's just fuel.
I've gone out and talked to them.
Yeah.
They're convinced they're doing a good job.
You can't convince them that what they've done is they've changed it so radically. They've even changed how you even fight fires, because of that much fuel running that fast, you've got to get further back. You've got to fight it from the air. And yes, you still have to put lots of people out there, but it's just horrendous what they've done to the environment out here. Hey, Nick, we have to run.
I've got one more point to make.
Quick.
I spend a lot of time up around McLeod, and I see the new logging techniques along the road.
Yeah.
They do a wonderful job. It looks like they went through there with a vacuum. They don't scar up the trees that they leave. Logging techniques have come miles.
They have. They go back to this park-like setting where you've cleaned out all that underbrush, and you're allowing these trees to grow. Okay, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. We're trying to get Judge Jeanine Pirro on. So from, of course, Fox News and her latest book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. So we'll be right back.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Hey, we have on the line here Dr. Jeanine doctor, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who is, of course, nationally famous for on Fox Network, but for so many other things. The judge was the first elected district attorney, female district attorney of Westchester County, and first elected female to be on the Westchester County court bench, head of TV shows, and now, of course, she has her own show on the Fox Network. Good morning, Judge Jeanine.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
You know, when I graduated from law school, they gave us a Juris Doctor. That's a JD. But no one has ever called me doctor, so I thank you.
I thought I'd start it early. Okay, now we promise we will not be a whoopee type of interview.
Thank you.
That was incredible.
Oh, you know what? Hey, you've written a book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. You know what? This is, we had a dinner party last night, and we have a pretty eclectic group. Democrats, Republicans, you know, independents. And we talked about this insane type of anger that's out there. So your book, like, here sounds like you're going to be addressing this.
Well, yeah, actually, I do in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. You know, as you mentioned, I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA for over three decades. I've run for office five times. You know, I know the law, and I know a con when I see it. And it all started with the Hillary Clinton email investigation by Jim Comey, who had an office next to mine when I was the elected DA. He was the U.S. attorney in the Southern District. Everybody knows you don't do an investigation without a grand jury search warrant, and you certainly don't give out immunity like lollipops unless you get someone to testify for you in another case. What happened in that was an attempt by the deep state to drag a flawed candidate across the presidential finish line, and the Americans weren't going to have it. And so when we elected the outsider president, there was an effort within the Department of Justice and the FBI to create an insurance policy. That's what Peter Strzok was talking about when his girlfriend, Lisa Page, said, is he going to be president? He says, no, we'll stop it. And then he says, we'll get an insurance policy. Well, that insurance policy is the Russia collusion investigation. And that investigation has fractured this country for the last 20 months without an iota of evidence. And, you know, whenever a finger is pointed at someone, three fingers are pointed back at the person pointing. And that has to do with Russia collusion. It was Hillary Clinton who sold 20% of our uranium, or approved the sale of 20% of our uranium to Russia. It's Bill Clinton who got $500,000 to give a quick speech in Russia. They got $150 billion to their so-called foundation. And in the end, it was the Obama administration that was desperate to stop Donald Trump and desperate to do what they could for Russia. They had the reset button. Obama was heard in that off-mic moment saying, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility after the election. You see, the American people get this. That's why they elected a man who's beholden to no one.
You know, and the fact is that right after the election, the major, you know, the major media powers said, you know what, we had this totally wrong, completely wrong, in that we need to go listen to America. Well, that lasted, what, a week?
About a minute.
About a minute and a half.
Okay, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that said it could go for a week. But this constant attack. I've heard somebody say that, you know what, if it wasn't this constant attack going on, that the president's numbers, even though they're going up, would be in the 60s at this point with the things that he's been
no
doing.
No question about it. You know what? The economy's never been better, and I talk about this in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. I mean, you know, do you remember Barack Obama saying, oh, manufacturing will never come back to the States? You know, get over it, grow up. You know, we've got more jobs in this country right now than people that fill them. People, Americans, have tax cuts. They're getting tax breaks. People are free to start businesses and get a capital be able to deduct in the first year. The ISIS caliphate is destroyed. And I want your listeners to think about this. 2 years ago, all of us were running around thinking someone was going to yell Allahu Akbar and slice our heads off. Well, it took Donald Trump to defeat the caliphate in the Middle East. I mean, it is finished. It is destroyed. While Barack Obama couldn't figure out whether he should contain them, dismantle them, or destroy them, none of which he ended up doing. Look, Americans are better off. the EU tariffs, they look like their result. The man is a force of nature. I write about him, and I've known him for 30 years.
Well, you know, the thing about it, Judge, is this thing where the EU came into him and said, okay, we won't use the word you win. But they came into him, okay, we're going to meet you. And changing the tariffs, taking more of all of our exports. This is huge. But where do you see it? You see it, you know, maybe on a sideline someplace.
Yeah, you don't see it. But let me tell you something, guys. The American public sees it. And you know what? We know the truth. I used to say this to juries all the time. I can't tell you who's telling the truth. But you know it when you hear it. You know when someone's lying to you. You know a ruse when you hear it. And the American people said, you know what? What do we have to lose? Let's elect this guy. And from day one, he's like the tip of the spear trying to change everything. And he gets incoming every day. Every day he gets incoming. It doesn't stop him. This guy's a force of nature. He can walk into a den of lions and come out with a suit and tie straight and a lion's head for the library. I mean, he is unbelievable.
I heard Rand.
Yeah,
I heard Rance Priebus say, he says, you know what, I can't do it. He says, if people, you know, if two or three people come at me or something like this, he says, I really have a tough time handling this. He says, Donald Trump could have 50 spears coming at him, going into an office or something, and he comes out, and it's like, puh. It's like nothing.
Yep.
He can handle this pressure. And I was wondering that, because you have a chance to talk to him. Is the pressure starting to get to him at all?
No, actually, I was with him a couple days ago. You can follow me on Facebook at Judge Jeanine, and I have a bunch of pictures with him in the book. You know, he's happy. He's a very happy guy.
He's enjoying what he's doing.
He's changing things.
He should be proud, and we thank God that he's there. And this is the same guy who was, you know, in New York real estate, in the cutthroat world, he rose to the top. And then in television, he rose to the top. And now in politics, he's not just rising to the top. Nobody cares about that. What we care about is a better life, a better economy, that our children have a chance, that they're safe. You know, that we could say Merry Christmas or God Bless America. You know, when I was a judge, above my bench, it said, in God we trust. Well, I trust in God, and I'm one of those people who clings to God, guns, and religion, and I'm proud of it. I talk about it in the book, and I talk about what America needs to do to get back to its founding fathers. And what happened to me on The View is an example of what the left is doing every day in this country to cut back our free speech, and it's wrong.
That's absolutely wrong. And you know what? When it gets down to the point where people will chase somebody out of a restaurant and then follow them to another restaurant to harass them, and you've got a congresswoman who is inciting violence against people who actually voted against or voted for Trump. This is, you know what?
Right.
We've gone so far over the edge here. And this is something we all talked about last night. I mean, all types, and everybody agrees to it. What the hell happened? I mean, what's causing this deep, visceral hatred, Judge?
Well, I think, you know, and I don't, as I said, I've known him for 30 years and he's my friend. And every time you walk down the street with him, he's respectful. He thanks cops. He'll shake hands with a hard hat. You go to a restaurant with him because our families were close, and he goes in the kitchen and thanks everyone. This is long before he thought about running for president. And so, you know, he was loved until he decided he'd run for president and put an R after his name. And I write about this in the book, how, you know, the fake press loved him until he decided to be a candidate for president. But what's causing it? You know what? It is the left, because they're frightened of someone who's coming to drain the swamp. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. It's the outsider versus the swamp. The swamp is the rhinos and the Democrats who rely on the lobbyists and the people on K Street and the pharmaceutical companies to pay for their next campaign. And it's not about us. And the American people have gotten tired of it. We're tired of it. George Soros is funding a lot of it. You know, we've got socialists now who are running for office all across America. We have one in New York who just beat a powerful Democrat in Queens. She was supported by the Democrat Socialists of America, and that's her agenda. And we shouldn't be surprised. Bernie Sanders is a socialist and admitted about one. And he almost ran for president, but for corrupt Hillary Clinton and her pals at the DNC taking the nomination from him.
Hey, don't hold back here, Judge. Hey,
and my throat hurts.
I know. We'll let you go here. Hey, look, Judge, just so you know, we're up here in Northern California, and, you know, if you're north of Sacramento, we're different than south of Sacramento. You know, we're up here fighting that good fight, too.
Well, I thank you for that. And I was in Bakersfield about 6 months ago. They're great, too, down there.
Oh, yeah. You know, you get kind of a lot of times you get east of the I-5. You're going to find a lot of people out there that are willing to fight it out. I hope that if you ever get in this general area after the fires are out, that's what we've been following for the last 30 minutes is all the fires around here.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you know what? It's again, this goes back to the government intervention into keeping truly doing environmentally sound things and keeping these forests open. We have nothing but brush in there, and it's fires. How do people get your book, Judge?
Well, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's in any bookstore. I mean, it's on the New York Times number one bestsellers list, which is we just found out about last night. So I think you can pretty much get it anywhere at this point. And I thank you, and I thank your listeners. And
our pleasure. You know, we love having you on. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Thanks a lot, Judge.
I will.
All right.
Bye bye. Hey, Judge Jeanine Pirro. I know I tried to call her a doctor, but really, in reality, she is a doctor.
JD.
Yeah. That's right. My sister's a doctor, even though that her husband says, well, she's not a real doctor.
Cause you know,
he's a real doctor.
She's a real inspiration, too.
I mean, why
we have this whole women's movement, and they keep talking about these women. Now, here's a woman that is a role model for everyone across the United States. Honest. Trustworthy, says it like it is. He doesn't get any better than that.
And I tell you what, too, and she is attacked. If anybody, I know people don't watch The View, but if you get a chance to go to YouTube and watch this attack, it was like a lynching.
Whoopi lost it.
I mean, and you know, Whoopi Goldberg has said things before that, you know, that I say, well, you know what, I agree with that. I mean, because she does come across sometimes, but man, did she lose it that day?
Whoopi's not capable of dealing with a strong, independent, knowledgeable woman who actually knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And she started, and Judge Jeanine was not having any of it when she went off the what they were supposed to talk about, started attacking Trump. It was all over.
There it goes. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some updates on the fire. But I also want to talk about this caper with the border supervisors and the tax, no tax caper. You know, I can't wait to get into this because, and I kind of gave him a little bit of a pass yesterday by going, you know, this is kind of strange. But now I think the word buffoons is something could be used when we're talking about the BOS, the buffoons of supervisors is for what they did. So we'll get into that here after we get back. Plus an update on the fires. Wow. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Full-service jewelry store, one of the very few in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law. Dot com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
With the changing of seasons here in Northern California, it may be time for a change for you and your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to see Salt Creek Heights. Salt Creek Heights is located on the west side of Reading along Eureka Way, just minutes from the heart of downtown Reading. The new luxury homes from Palomar Builders are truly that. And prices start at just $4,038. Salt Creek Heights is 273 acres of land that supports residential units to a variety of single-family home sites. When you walk into a home in Salt Creek Heights, you'll see the exceptional quality and beauty that Palomar Builders builds into every home. Many lots have mountain and open space views, and all homes come with an entry-level solar system. As they say, seeing is believing. Make plans to see the model home. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534. To find Salt Creek Heights, take Eureka Way to 299 West and North on Buenaventura Boulevard. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
The ring of fire, the taste of love is sweet.
Welcome back to the Ring of Fire here in
One Heart's
Free Fire Radio. Maybe I should take, you know, just, hey, we're here, KCNR 1460, and the winds are shifting out here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call. 15 years ago, she started this business. She'll come to your house, give you an in-home consultation, free, and then she'll put together a team that's going to help you, whether it's you just had surgery or if it's long-term. Give her a call at 223-8350. Or check out her website at readinghomehelpers.com. All right, we're going to do an update again on the fire because it's getting faster. I'm getting things in here that at 8 p.m. tonight, expecting winds to gust out of the northwest heading toward Reading. Another one says fire is at Iron Mountain Road per CAL FIRE interview. And we've also got something about what's happening out at the marina.
At Oak Bottom.
At Oak Bottom.
We have gotten reports that the CAL FIRE chief has said at least 40 boats have been just melted, burned, and several buildings are down in the area. The entire park is closed, so if you intended to go outside even with the smoky weather, you're not going that direction.
And remember, 299 is closed.
299 is
closed. At Buenaventura here.
From Buenaventura all the way to the county line.
And of course, Oak Bottom is where the RV park is, and so, boy, I'm hoping that wasn't loaded.
I have not received information either way on that one. This is basically all just little bits of information coming from a lot of different
sources.
They're coming from all over.
Their latest comprehensive incident report was at 6:40. We are keeping a very close eye on that to give you guys more information as it comes in.
And we're checking Facebook, we're checking
Twitter, we're keeping a very close eye.
Channel 7, Channel 12, all of those to see, you know, what's going on that way.
The AQI, which is the Air Quality Index, at unhealthy. So, and that's taken at the other side of Reading. So if you're within Reading proper, it's going to be even worse than that. Stay inside. We have people saying that they went outside for just a minute and they're hacking up a lung. We have ash everywhere in town. We were walking the streets of downtown before coming into the newsroom, and it's just...
It's everywhere. You know, taking Elk Killer out this morning, it was and I haven't seen ash like this since, like I said, the Mount Helens, or there's been another fires. I was involved in other fires. We had it, but in here in town. Now, the question is how are our friends out there in French Gulch. They are fine. The fire is two watersheds over, which means it can pop their back. But it took them 5 hours to come around to get back into their home last night or yesterday.
Oh, they did get back.
They got back. Yeah. They got back, but it takes 5 hours to do it. Yeah. And, you know, because they can't go on 299 to French Gulch. And French Gulch is still evacuated. I don't know if people knew it. Linda and I looked at a house out there just as this during, you know, this year out there at French Gulch. It was, we really liked it. And, but, you know, we just liked it. You know, it was not anything to get into and buy, but we just looked at it. And this is a spot they use to stage the fire trucks. They didn't know. Because they have a bridge out to the property.
It's the only way in and out of the property.
Yeah, it's the only way in and out over the Clear Creek.
I was out there many times. There were the two ladies that lived there worked for the public health department. and they were nice people.
And it was kind of like really a nice place. And I said, well, how strong is the bridge? Well, it's right there. They can. That's where they put all the fire equipment when it was burning last time. And I went, oh, okay, it's a strong bridge. I bet it's staged out there again if it's still there. Who knows? I feel for everybody out there. We kicked Bob out of here, Bad Bob out of here, like 30 minutes ago because of the fire, because he lives out off of Placer up in the Texas Springs area, and it's come down to Swayze. And we've said there's buildings in Old Shasta is burning.
Yeah, the fire is in Old Shasta. Reports that it has reached as far as Iron Mountain Road. There are spots of fires all over the place. CHP Reading has tweeted, this fire is out of control.
CHP Reading
has tweeted that.
All right. You know, we've got Erin Reznor is going to be our guest at 8 o'clock. And when she heard that, she's nodding her head because she's on her phone looking at things that are going on. So we'll have Erin in here in about 5 or 6 minutes. They haven't. Some other people said they're close to the airport and they have not heard any of the fire planes going over. And air attacks are scheduled for 8 a.m. So they're going to be coming in at 8 a.m. this morning. Thoughts and prayers for everybody's out there and having to leave their homes. You know, you should have a checklist already prepared if it was out there. But of course, you're taking your important papers, your animals, those things that you can't replace. And a lot of times you can't replace a lot of stuff. If you've got photos and all that kind of, you know, all those things that mean a lot to you, it may be worth the time to have them put onto a hard drive. And so you could always come back later and reprint those things. But things like your Social Security cards, passports and all that should be in like in a bag. You can pick up and throw in the car. And don't, you know, and it's not just, you know, your medicines, but if your dog or cat needs meds, make sure they go with them, too. There's places around town, of course, Shasta High School, and up, and then I think up in Weaverville, their elementary school
up there.
High school up there, too, to go to. Where, you know, people are opening their homes to people. So if anybody, you know, and like Sheriff Tomasenko just called a few minutes ago, told us they've declared a local emergency, which opens up for even more.
He has requested the state to declare an emergency here.
Okay, we've got 1,300 people on foot, 110 engines, 22 dozers, and 10 helicopters assigned to this fire, which you know what? It leaped. I mean, I can't even figure out how fast that thing must have grown from 6,000 to 20,000 acres overnight.
It was exploding. Those bigger pines were exploding as I was watching last night. It was around 11 o'clock. There was a CHP officer who was live streaming from right down at Oak Bottom.
Right.
Below that. And you could watch it just exploding. And each time that was happening, it was spreading. I'm not a bit surprised that it exploded that much.
Oh, my gosh. We're looking at the fires. You know, if you can you can pull up on the computers and it's.
The heat maps all along the eastern side, the side that's closer to Reading, is as hot as the maps will allow
to
read.
And actually not as bad in the French
Western
Gulf
side.
Proper as it was the last time. It's more confined to this side moving down towards Reading.
It's moving away. So, but you know, and hopefully those people that are back out there in the hinterlands, like our friends are, that they're going to be safe. And that this fire, but this fire is coming down out there. And you look at Texas Springs. Texas Springs is not that far away from the fire. And there's, you know, they burnt on the other side of there off of the road out to Igo burnt, what, last month?
Yeah.
So, okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. We're having, of course, more updates on the fires. I wish we had had time to talk about the Board of Supervisors and this thing about their votes on this tax, how we voted one week yes, next week no. I mean, I'm just still not too sure how all that happened. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looking to highlight his trade and tariff policies, President Trump visits the Midwest today. He'll make the stops in Iowa and Illinois, seeking to reassure workers that they'll eventually benefit from his policies. Mr. Trump will visit an Illinois steel mill and calling back laid-off workers by the hundreds in recent months. And the president's referring to it as a breakthrough. The U.S. and the European Union have stepped back from the brink of a trade war.
After holding West Wing talks with the head of the EU Commission, the president announced they found common ground.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs.
The zero tariffs would apply to non-auto industrial goods. And he said there's good news for American farmers, primarily in the Midwest.
The European Union is going to start almost immediately to buy a lot of soybeans. They're a tremendous market.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Arizona's public safety director says a suspect in the killing of a state trooper and the wounding of another somehow managed to get one of the trooper's guns. This happened late last night along Interstate 10 in the Phoenix suburb of Goodyear. A man who detonated a small homemade bomb outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing earlier today injured only himself, according to Chinese authorities.
We only know that he was a 26-year-old man. The police gave his surname as Jiang. He came from northeastern China. And beyond that, the details are very scanty.
That's correspondent Christopher Bodine in Beijing. Orders to American factories for longer-lasting big-ticket items, things like cars and appliances, rose by 1% last month, that increase coming on the heels of two monthly declines. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 141 points. The NASDAQ is down 59 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Advantage Gold has the highest ratings according to TrustLink, with a 100% five-star rating.
A New York Times best-selling author just announced that 99% of retirement accounts are more exposed to risk than ever before. If you have an IRA or a 401k, listen closely, because I'm about to tell you about a little-known IRS loophole that could save your retirement. Right now, U.S. debt is spiraling out of control. The stock market is near all-time highs. If it all comes crashing down, do you have a plan in place? Advantage Gold has found an IRS loophole which allows you to convert your standard retirement account into physical gold and silver. We have helped thousands of people use this strategy to keep more of their hard-earned retirement savings. Get our free gold loophole guide and learn how you could secure your IRA or 401k tax and penalty-free with physical gold. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Operators are standing by. Call 800-900-8000. Your free gold loophole guide is waiting. Just call now. 800-900-8000.
The effect of the Iran sanctions, latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Reactions from inside Iran and Jerusalem confirm U.S. sanctions are having strong impact on the Islamic Republic. According to Dr. Iman Forutan, chairman of the new Iran opposition group in exile, the economy has been brought to a virtual standstill.
This is all leading to a total collapse of Islamic Republic's economy after this November 4th, which is the deadline when all U.S. sanctions will go into effect.
Dr. Uzi Rabi, director of the Moshe Dayan Center, agrees that the sanctions are working. Rabi is in touch with Iranians on the ground, both directly and indirectly. He says the Iranian people say they need America's assistance and that the Iranian regime is at a crossroad. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
Scientists think they've detected water beneath the surface of Mars.
A huge lake of salty water appears to be buried deep in Mars. The discovery, based on observations by a European spacecraft, generated excitement from experts. Water is essential to life as we know it, and scientists have long sought to prove that liquid is present on the red planet. The estimated 12-mile-wide reservoir lies below ice about a mile thick in an area close to the planet's south pole. The findings are published in the journal Science. NASA's InSight Mars lander is expected to start digging under the surface of the planet in November. Julie Walker, New York.
The head of the European Central Bank says the deal struck between the European Union and the U.S. to defuse trade tensions is a good sign. Both sides say they'd like eventually to get to zero tariffs on their goods and services. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, the Smoky Studios in KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and myself Thursday with Trish. And, of course, now we're doing the weather, and which is, well, I don't even know what to say about the weather here with everything else going on.
It's miserably hot. It's 83 degrees as we speak now. We're looking for a high today of 113, low of 76, Friday 111. Low of 74 on Saturday, 110, and a low of 71. Sunday cool down to 109, and then 108 on Monday. No real relief in sight for a while. An excessive heat warming until Friday. It's really bad out there, and we need to be real careful and cautious and be aware because there's a lot going on with the fires. Our weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Good morning, everybody. We're right here, of course, in the middle of all these fires. We're going to do some updates. We have a gentleman on the phone. Good morning. Hello. He didn't want to say. Okay, so what did he say? Hello.
Hi. Sorry. He was saying that he lives in Anderson area. He has a place to, if you need to evacuate cattle or part of your ranch, give us a call at the station. We will connect you to them.
Okay. If you need to evacuate horses, cattle, any of the large animals, give us a call here at 605-4565, our office phones, and we'll get you connected to this guy who has room and is volunteering his place for that. A quick update. First of all, Aaron Reznor is with us.
Good morning.
Candidate for running city council, of course, but you're also right in the middle of this.
I am a little bit in the middle of it. On my way here, the road was closed exiting my subdivision.
Yeah, and so they're closing at 299 in Bonaventura.
Yeah.
And you live up in that general area.
Yeah, in that Sunset West
and
area.
And you've already packed your stuff.
I'm a little bit of a prepared girl. I have all of my go bag and all of my necessities are sort of packed by the door. And so yes, when I left, my little guys were packing their medals or pictures of their friends from school, that sort of thing.
Aww.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of drives it home, doesn't it?
Yeah. One of them is totally fine. He needed a transformer and his sister and he was going to be fine. And the other one was just like a mess about what about the fish, you know?
Well, what about the fish?
So I might have to carry, if West Side gets evacuated, I might have to carry the fish on my lap.
Fish.
Yeah, it's just a beta fish, so luckily it's not.
No, we're not talking aquarium here.
Yeah. Oh, thank the Lord.
You know, here's some other things, too. The air tax is supposed to start, we're supposed to start at 8 o'clock. But they were canceled, or at least not canceled, but they're delayed due to zero visibility, per the Cal Fire radio. Mm. 10 helicopters assigned to the lot, 1,300 plus on foot, 110 engines, 22 dozers. Chico Fire Department is on its way with 5 firefighters, 1 engine, and a strike team leader. Ash reported falling as far as Shasta Lake. Wow. And closing, I mean, this is the furthest I've ever seen it close down. Now, Aaron Reznor, of course, is with us. Aaron, you said on Eureka Way you saw a whole lot of stuff also, right?
Yeah, on Eureka Way was lined up trailers with horses and truck and trailers of haulers coming across, people lined up. I would assume that those are people who have been evacuated or people who were attempting to head home towards 299 and 299
They're
and close.
Stuck.
But I was actually a little surprised when I was leaving. We packed later last night because we could see flames from our house. But
wow, we've seen some photos of the from Mercy Hospital of the fire out there. If the winds are supposed to be shifting and coming in this direction too later on tonight, well. Again, thoughts and prayers out there for all these firefighters. And you know, we point out how this is like fighting a war. And,
totally.
You know, we have friends over at SST Oil. They are running tankers back and forth into the middle of this to make sure they have fuel. People feeding them, the people bringing in water, the people, you know, the shifts that they have to run. And these dozers are out there trying to cut lines. And you think, okay, well, they're in the dozers. Well, they had a bulldozer operator killed the other day. And fighting a fire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is all dangerous out there. And when it shifts in the way that, and I hate to say this, and I'm not pointing fingers, but the way we don't take care of our forest that allow this undergrowth and this terrible way we manage our forest to burn like this, I mean, this is what's causing a lot of this damage.
Years of neglect. You know, there was a whole period in our history where the logging industry had a whole lot of work they needed to do to clean up their act, and because they did leave a lot of excess over the years, but when the pendulum started to swing, it swung so far to the other side that we quit managing our forests altogether for a period of over 20, 25 years. And now we're wreaking the havoc that we've created by doing that, because there's so many down and dead trees and so much stuff out there. They went through this whole cycle of you had to leave this for the bugs and that for this, and you couldn't
spot it out. Spot it out. Needed the fallen growth.
I was cleaning out a drawer yesterday of T-shirts, and I came across some of the T-shirts from that whole thing of, you know, the big picture of the owl and try building a house with this and a lot of those kind of things, and we're wreaking the havoc of that now.
Okay, Whiskeytown Visitor Center is currently safe. About 800 people without power in the area. Of course, as the lines go down, and they're going to start cutting power to those areas, because if it goes down, it just starts more fires.
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, let's move on from there. Aaron.
Yeah.
What a way to come on, huh?
I remember that. I remember the Jones Valley fire was the last big one that was, like, super scary for us, and the way in which that just ripped from Jones Valley all the way into Palo Cedro. And so I'm hoping that as a city, we're a little bit more prepared.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that. I want to take an early break. We're here, of course, with Aaron Reznor, who is running for Reading City Council. Took all your papers out.
I did. They're actually
You're actually there.
Yep, they're actually almost done and ready to be turned in.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Like I said, we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in 42 counties and growing. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
Collision repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 83 degrees out there, going up to 112 today. I don't even have to tell you, I hope. I wish I could, didn't have to tell you this, but with the air quality index is unhealthy at this point. You have kids, little kids, people with health problems, breathing problems, asthma. Keep them inside today. Older people have problems breathing, maybe some heart problems. Keep them inside today. Ash is falling. The smoke is heavy in the air. The fires are raging around us. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. You know, North State Security, we're just talking about businesses and people are having to leave. Having something like North State Security out there that can come there and make sure your business is being taken care of, your home's being taken care of. They've got programs that can have people there in under 10 minutes. That's North State Security. They handle a lot of the security concerns right here in Northern California, but right here in Redding. Give them a call, 243-0295. They're celebrating their 50th year in the business, an ounce of security since 1968, North State Security. We're here with Aaron Reznor, candidate for Redding City Council.
Thank you. Tell us
a little bit about Aaron Reznor.
Yeah,
you know, for people that, you know, they say, I know
Who is this lady that's running for city council?
Yeah, who is this person?
Well, I'm Aaron Reznor, and I grew up here. I left a little bit for college and came back. My husband and I have been in business. We own Dutch Rose Coffee here in town. We've been in business for 14 years. I have three small children. All who are packing their things at the moment. I have three small children,
They're packing their things because they're on the edge of the fire. You just haven't kicked them out this time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. They're small. So.
They're little. It's like, okay, you tell your husband, kick them out.
Exactly. It's not that. I have three small children here, and we live here, and we operate a business here, and we really want to see Redding be successful. And someday, I really would like my children to want to come back here and to be proud of where it is that they come from, because that's how it was when I left for college.
What do you think of Redding right now?
At the moment, it's a little hot and smoky.
Right.
But I think that we're on this point where I would like to offer that I see a lot of hope for us, but I sort of feel like that we're on a little bit of a teeter-totter. We have some strong decisions to make. And if we make wise decisions for the long haul, I think that we will head in the area that I'm hoping that we head in the area of hope. I think that we're starting to build some momentum that way. We're doing a better job of collaborating. But I also think that we still have a lot of really hard issues that need to be tackled. And so if we put our minds together, I think that we can tackle all of those issues.
Okay. What do you think is the most strident issue that's facing Reading and the citizens of Reading right now?
I would say public safety.
Okay. Public safety.
What is the biggest problem that you see right now that you would handle differently than it's being handled?
I would say, man, I'm not exactly the person who comes in with a whole lot of judgment because I think that if I haven't been there, I think that hindsight is 20/20. So I can critique anybody else's actions after the fact.
I'm really good at that too.
You know, you just are so good in the moment. In the moment, we don't know what it is that we would always necessarily do. We know after the fact. But I think that it's all of those quality of life issues. So, as a business owner, the thing that's toughest for me at the moment is our transient, or how often it is that businesses are broken into or attempted to be broken into. And I think what it is that it looks like for other people when they're visiting our city, what is the vibe or the image that we are projecting? I really, really would love to tackle what it looks like for us as to be a more welcoming culture of growth as far as our businesses are created, because we really do not have a very good reputation, and I really would like to change that. And I think that would offset some of our other issues that we have.
But a lot of people, and we all, I think, recognize the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We see what we've got. We've put a lot of money towards solving it in a lot of manners, a lot of which is more programs and more studies and more.
We do study everything to death here.
Absolutely.
That drives me crazy.
So my question to you is, you're coming in, you want to do it, you want to solve it.
Yeah.
What are some of the solutions?
I think that you have to take action on some of those studies. So we know that we need beds, and more beds. And I think that we need to start pulling the trigger on some of those things, being creative. There are other cities that are doing things really well. And it doesn't mean that necessarily that would work here, that would work in California. Not Ada County, but just out of Boise, they're building a new jail. And so they built a temporary jail, and they spent less than $2 million. It has air conditioning, has all of the things in which that it would do. But they have somewhere that they can put some of these people temporarily while they're building out some capacity. There is in Santa Ana, they're getting a lot of flack for it, but in Santa Ana, there's an option. They have a city jail, and you actually have to pay to stay there. And so they're getting a little bit of flack for it because there's the aspect of who can afford to stay there and who can't afford to stay there, and how do you rework that? But I think that there are lots of options. I think that sometimes people are afraid to pull the trigger on anything.
You know, one of the things that's happened, it's been in the news and a lot of people are working on, is South City Park.
Yep.
Of course, the police chief himself has said South City Park is like a jail yard.
A little bit.
With you've got, you know, somebody in charge, you've got somebody doing the prostitution, somebody doing the drugs and all this.
Mm-hmm.
The city has voted to put a fence around it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion of that?
Well, I think that putting a fence around it is a nice immediate problem, but it doesn't mean that those people go away. So I think that we still have to tackle the issues with those people. I really love the new program that the HHSA director is attempting to put forward, a low barrier shelter. There's some money that became available with the state to build a $2.7 million low barrier shelter, which would give the officers the ability to say, you can't be here on the sidewalk. You have two options. You can go to the shelter or you can go to the mission. Otherwise, you can be arrested for being in violation of our ordinances and our codes and fine and all those sort of things. But at the moment, our officers don't have any teeth. So we have to have something that we can do with them, because right now they just move them along and we're rotating them. And nobody really wants that person who's committing a crime to be in, quote unquote, their neighborhood. So I think that we have to start having some options so that we can give our officers some teeth.
What do they do when they get to the shelter? The issue with a large population mm-hmm. like that is that they destroy anything they get near. You put up bathrooms for them, they tear them down. You do all these things. They don't wish to be confined. So you're going to put $2 million or whatever into a facility to so they have some place to be, to send them there. But once they get there, how do they eat? How are they fed? How are they?
I think the aspect is that it gives the availability that these are the options. Here's the deal. And that's because the problem right now is that we can't differentiate who's homeless, who's a criminal, who's just trying to, like, live off of the system, mm-hmm. and who's somebody who has a mental health situation. And until we have, like, a system in place, we can't navigate through who is who, because everybody gets lumped together. And you have to start, you can't enforce all of those rules that we want to say, you know what, you're choosing an unhealthy lifestyle that's not fair to your community, unless we have some grit behind us.
There has to be some place that... So you have to have an option. In many cases, it's the jail beds.
Then
that's the board of supervisors. That's the county. And mm-hmm. the fact is everybody, I think, agrees on this, that to get people off the streets and get them started into a counseling, get them off of drugs or alcohol, mm-hmm. you have to put them in jail first or something where you have a hammer over them.
Well,
unfortunately, the bed space is that big thing, and the city council can come up with some great ideas, but with the lack of leadership that's being shown by the board of supervisors,
mm-hmm.
There is, you know, you're kind of at a quandary there. So now you've got to take a step back and say, okay, what's the next level? And you're saying we need a place to be able to put people that they go there that, okay, you can go here and we're going to start working with you to get you off of this, you know, get you off drugs or alcohol. But if they choose not to do that, we're kind of like at that mm-hmm. point mm-hmm. where, okay, you're not going to go to the mission, you're not going to go to this. Can we then continue to push them toward the outskirts of our town?
I think that you can. I mean, I think that it's a really easy thing to say, like, these are all of the things we are trying to do for the people who want help. I think that usually it takes a lot of those interactions. I know that the mission will say that it usually takes about a year worth of interactions with someone before they can get them into a program. But there's a level where it's like, here's the deal. Are you going to be a member, a contributing member of our society, offering you help in every way in which that we possibly can? Or you're not welcome to play here.
Is it time for tough love? I mean, you kick your kid out of the house if they're like that.
Well, and there was a program that we started, and I don't know the status of it now, where, in fact, we could interview these people, find mm-hmm. out where they came from, because a lot of them came from other areas, and then there was money available, and I don't even know what happened to it, to buy them a bus ticket to there.
That came from private businesses, from business owners.
Joe Wong and others, mm-hmm. like you all,
well,
put money
into
it.
That's a great program.
And it was, but so you got to ask yourself, who's running that program from Good News Rescue Mission now? Or is anybody? When's the last time? It used to be at the Good News Rescue Mission. I know the lady that's handling it was let go. So who's handling that down there? How many people are they sending home that we know that we can?
I'm not aware of that. I would assume that since there wasn't contributing money, where money goes is where programs go.
Yeah.
Well, but I heard there was still money that was being brought in. Anyway, hey, we're with Aaron Reznor, and we're talking about the homeless. You know what? And we've got to also take a deep breath when we're looking at this. We have a problem here.
And we're not alone.
And that's the point I'm going to make, is you go to other cities, and they are so much – I know this is like a little kid's argument. Well, they're worse than you are. No, but we've got to take a look at this, that – we do have a money problem and being able to afford to do these mm-hmm. things. You go to places like Seattle, which has got all the money in the world, and San Francisco and Los Angeles, and their problems are so much worse than ours. They don't know how to handle it. They've got miles of mm-hmm. villages along the river. They try to move them out of one spot and they come back to another. The judges are telling them you've got to provide housing for everybody. This is going on, and it's been going on. If let me say that it started during.
Mm-hmm.
The Obama period, and so now we're trying to clear this up. Am I blaming it on President Obama? Of course not. But this is just a problem that everybody's got to work together to get their arms around. And so far, we haven't done that. So when we talk about what are these ideas, we should be open to every idea.
I think that we have to be open to every idea. I mean, there are, like you said, Orange County has a similar situation, and it's one of the most beautiful places in the entire country.
San Diego is spraying their sidewalks with bleach solutions to kill off the hepatitis C. You know, down where I used to live down there, and it was never like that. You could go for a run in the evening. You know, nobody on the streets. You're walking, driving, riding, running on the sidewalks, and it was great. And around Little Italy, now it's not.
You know, we all talk about it, and I don't. What is the solution? What is the? Do you continue to throw money at the same programs that we've proven are not working?
I think you have to audit those programs, because I think that we have been finding out is that giving money to somebody doesn't mean that they're going to do a really good job at it. I think that they're, at the moment, we're not doing a very good job of holding people accountable for the money that is there. And I think that as a city council person, we should be putting more pressure on those purse strings that we don't necessarily control.
Okay. We're here with Erin Reznor, a local resident. She and her husband, of course, founded Dutch Brothers here. And you know what? And just let me say this. Y'all have done so much for this community. Mm. Y'all have. And you know what? Way before you got involved in politics, y'all were involved in our community, supporting our community, supporting so many parts of our community. And I just want to say thank you for that. But we're also going to beat you up on this because
you know what? I like it.
I know you do. And you don't mind the questions, because we need some changes here. We need the ideas. We can't just go in there with this Pollyannish look of, oh, no, we can change this. Well, you know, how do we change this? So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. I, frankly, am ready to do away with the yard work and the cooking. And, Linda, it's like a little cruise ship right here.
River Commons,
you know, they go out and party all the time. They got a gourmet chef. They have an activities director. You know what? If you haven't been down there, head on down to 301 Hartnell or just give them a call. 328-5981. Ask for Captain Brian. Captain of the cruise ship down there. We'll be right back. 8:31 in the morning. Air quality index is unhealthy. It's 83 degrees, going up to 112 today. And we are in that ring of fire. We'll be right back.
Has been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the event center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of arena rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River. I wanna
fly. Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time, stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
With you by my side, forever and ever.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. It is unhealthy to be outside. You should be inside listening to us today. 83 degrees. You know what? We're going to check that. I'm sure it's probably gone up a little bit. 112 today is our high. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
84. 365-3793.
It's 84 degrees right now. If you came into work this morning, I have to put down my sunscreen, mm-hmm. sunshade, or put sunglasses on. I'm driving in today. I'm seeing a red circle, kind of, because it's covered by the haze of the smoke. A quick update, the roads at 299 are closed at Bonaventura. The fire's going down Swayze. It's Leap 299. Oak Bottom Marina has had structures burned and about 40 boats. Then, of course, that road's closed. Whiskeytown Visitor Center is okay. In the sense of it's okay that it hasn't burnt down. We've got fires everywhere. Ashley.
We do have a caller who mentions that he has a place. If you know somebody who is evacuated and they have livestock, we can put you in touch with somebody who can take. They have feed. They have water. They're not far from Haas Farm, so they should be safe.
Yeah.
So if you know somebody or you yourself are looking for a place to evacuate livestock, give us a call at 530-605-4565.
There you go. And this person wants to help out. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Quality, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the community's choice. Hey, we're here with Aaron Reznor, who is running for Reading City Council. The idea of trying to get your arms around everything is very difficult. And we talked about the homeless, homeless situation. Of course, public safety. A lot of it is perception. But one thing that's not perception is unfunded liabilities.
I think that's almost like the giant elephant in the room.
I mean, I've talked to somebody that's very knowledgeable of this. That's covered this. He says that Reading is heading down the tube on this one, especially if there's any type of downturn in the economy. What do you think?
I think that it is by far maybe the scariest thing that we have that needs to be addressed. I think that if you are currently or future sitting council, that it has to be at the forefront of your mind. Every single decision has to be made through, is this fiscally responsible? And through that budgetary lens. However, also feel like that we can't entirely just cut our way out of it, because then I think that all the other issues that we see are going to get much worse. But I do think that there are some options. I think that, like you said, if there's a downturn, which I think that sometime in the near, not to be like a worrier, but in the near future,
if you just looked at cycles in business, yeah.
that that's going to happen in the near future. So we need to be aware of that. And I think the way that we position ourselves is to become more business friendly, because then it's the amount of businesses. It's the amount that are doing business here, and not necessarily these are the 10 top dogs who carry everything.
You've just hit the solution, because we constantly see government officials who think that somehow or another, in order to get more revenue, they need to tax their way out of it. They need to get more money from the existing businesses. I have said for years, back up, start creating a how can we help you be successful attitude in the city.
That's right.
And in the county, and create more businesses, create more jobs, which creates more revenue, puts people to work, solves a lot of those problems that you have when you have a high unemployment rate. That's when you get into the alcohol and the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are not doing anything tend to get into those behaviors.
Yeah, I don't hate to make doubles work, as my grandma would say.
And that's the way to do it. And that's not been the case in Jefferson County for many years.
And again, we're talking the Reading side. So I agree. As a whole. But I look at what Anderson's doing down there. I see what the city of Shasta Lake is doing. Now they're using marijuana to help them, but it's helped them. But the idea that more business, more money, and we can meet those goals.
Absolutely. I think that it may just be the aspect. So if you think about the amount of businesses that have moved from California to Texas in the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
it's because they started cold calling those businesses and calling and saying, how can we get you here? And I think that if you're a sitting city council person, that it should be your job to start looking at what is it that we don't have here that we need, researching what sort of businesses would do really well here, would thrive. And start asking, how is it that we can incentivize people to come here and operate here, but also create a system that is a little bit more friendly to those who have an idea, whether it's like you want to open up a bakery and it's going to be something really small, or, some of those things that we can really encourage entrepreneurship here. And I think that we could do a better job at that.
I think you're right.
Okay, Aaron, we've got several people lining up that want to ask questions. The idea, though, that you make it easier for businesses here, that it doesn't take 6 months to get your permits, that that we are open for business, and that we are willing to push that out and to give people that advantage. Would you look at also, hey, we'll delay some of these permits and fees?
Yeah, I think that you could work out any of those sort of plans. I think that I think that we have to be willing to negotiate, and I think that that's the aspect that somebody who wears a business hat understands. Everything is always for sale. Everything is always up for negotiation, and whatever you bring to me is your first offer, not your best offer.
Okay. Let's go to the phone. Charles.
Sorry if I was a little aggressive.
No, excuse me. We need aggressiveness on the right, that's moving in the right direction. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying, hey, you know what? We want your business, but let's hear what your offer is. And then we can, like Stillwater, how long did it take to do that?
And I will tell you that the cost of the permit is not always the big issue.
No.
The big issue is the time. Time is money.
That's right. Time is money.
It pencils out when you first give me those details and I can get it done in 6 months. It does not pencil out. We're still talking about it a year and a half later.
Right. Okay, Charles, good morning. You have a question for Aaron.
Yes, right now we've got a whole passive of green belts here in the city, which they're all just as dry as tinder, and in the face of what's only a few miles away from us. I mean, those green belts, which previous city councils have been trying to achieve year after year after year. And, here we are with green belts that are, that could easily just, suck that fire right into the interior of the city in practically no time. I mean, it seems like we gotta, we have to say no to the creation of new green belts, and maybe take a look at possibly, you know, removing some of the existing green belts, if for no other reason than, you know, what we're watching right now just to our west.
Okay. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
I think it is what are we going to do about green belts here? Is this something that instead of making new green belts, maybe we should find ways of taking care of the ones we have because of the fires?
I think that we need to continue to look at what it is that all of our open space looks like. But I will say that those are some of those aspects, some of those quality of life issues, those green belts or areas to run or areas to explore with your children, those are some of the things in which that when someone moves here to take a big job at a business, those are the things in which that the trailing spouse really cares about. We care about what our education system looks like. We care about what it is that the city, the untouched sort of amenities of a city. And so I think that there is a very delicate dance between, are we being wise with our open space and are we being smart for what it is that our history looks like? And also, are we continuing to preserve some of the beautiful things that make people want to live here?
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We've got other people lined up, but here's just a quick update. City of L.A. Fire Department is preparing to send vehicles, equipment, and firefighters to help with the car fire and others. 20,000 acres plus, 10% contained, 50-foot flames in Whiskey Town. It's Jump 299 at Swayze is the latest we've heard. These are things that are just continuing to happen around us as we speak, as we're on the show here. Terry, hang on to right after this break.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes, and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bond. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning.
I'll fix that for you.
This has been an interesting morning. There's so much stuff going on, and Erin's hanging in there with us.
Erin Resner's here, candidate for city council. But she's got all her kids packed up, and everybody's ready to leave from her house. And she lives in Sunset Terrace. I mean, I would have never thought Sunset Terrace was on the edge of this, but they have closed 299 at
Buenaventura. And there's a mandatory evacuations due to the car fire west of Eureka Way along Highway 299. West of Eureka Way along 299.
It's, okay.
Where those two roads merge.
Yep.
That's at Buenaventura.
Let me see. Back west of Eureka Way. Eureka Way runs east and west. I don't understand what you mean.
So Eureka Way becomes 299 at Buenaventura.
Right.
At that point, there are mandatory evacuations everywhere west of there to the county line.
Wow. Okay. So, hey, let's go to the phone. We're here with Erin Resner, of course, Reading City Council candidate. And thanks so much for hanging in here with us, dude, you know, with all this stuff going on. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Erin?
I do. And I think that Trish and Carl were spot on. The idea is to bring businesses to Reading. Yesterday, we spoke at a meeting in Sacramento where we had leaders from Republican Central Committees from seven counties and six different cities, including Sacramento and San Mateo. A lot of them talking about the same thing, the unfunded liabilities in their cities, et cetera. The issue really is to get three people to agree to do something. And
that's right.
Erin, hopefully you can do that. Hopefully we can have three people that will agree. But the idea of bringing businesses and thinking that government will create it or taxing people will create it, is never an issue that increases anything other than, you know, people spending money that doesn't really go anywhere. So the idea of having businesses come in would be good. And the one last thing is, as Michael DiCristo came in and he spoke at our Patriots meeting on Monday night, one of the things he said is that there's young people who want to start up businesses here, and they don't care about the challenges or anything else. Well, we do have to mentor those folks in the regulations. And as far as I know, there's four new ones. So the least amount of things that we give these folks to have to – the hoops to jump through to come into the city to do business, the things we can control as a city, we should give it to them. Get them in here to do business so that we can increase that tax revenue.
Totally. I would love to actually see the chamber, the EDC, and the city of Reading twice a year put on some sort of workshop that was like a, you know, opening a business for dummies sort of workshop where it was something, because I go into the building department and want to pull a permit. I've been here for 14 years. I understand all of the things that are in relationship to my business. It's pretty rare that something comes up that I wasn't aware of or that my husband wasn't aware of. But when you are somebody who's new with a fresh idea, you just go in all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and there's, you know, a giant stack of ordinances that get slapped on front of you. And so I think that if we could do a better job of encouraging them and mentoring them and bringing them alongside us, which I think that we can do from the bench of inspiring the business community to do that as well. And like you said, I really think that it's the aspect of collaboration, because I can come in and say these are all the things that I believe, but I think that what matters most is working well with at least two other people who are up there so that we can make some progress.
Good point.
Anyway, thank you so
good
much.
Points, Terry. Very
thanks,
good.
Terry.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And you know what? It does. It takes three. But the aspect is you're not talking about government growing jobs. What you're doing is saying government should make it easier for business, that when they come in, that, you know, I've said for years that we should have things where we give somebody, and EDC has that with the hub, a lot of it right now, but you get a, you know, you have a contest.
Yeah.
That you have a contest. You have people bring up, it's almost like the Shark Tank, is that they come in with these ideas and say, okay, you know what? We're going to take these three ideas. We're going to give them a place to stay, give them free electricity. We'll give them a tax break. We'll help them get started.
We can
go like we
totally.
Can
we can
that.
Start part.
We can do that, but it doesn't need to be that complicated. You need three people on the city council or the board of supervisors or whichever agency you're dealing with who simply lay out: this is how we're going to run our building department. You're going to meet the codes. You're not going to put anything extra on them. You get one bite at the apple. They come in. They want to build something. You give them a complete list the first time in there. Tell them how long it's going to take. That's not what happens in the system. You've been there. You've been through the building department.
Yes,
you come in, you get the first list, you take care of that, you come back, and oh, by the way, and they throw three or four more things at you, and by the time you get to this, and then, oh, well, we forgot to tell you, oh, well, we didn't, and this goes on. And it goes on until you've depleted the funds for this person. You need to give the clear direction to those departments that this is how you're going to do it with every applicant, whether you like the project or not.
You know, the other thing, too, is we talked to a business yesterday. Their business was built on an old service station. Mm. They were like the third owner since the service station. And now, you know, they're getting ready to sell the business. Well, not so fast.
Yep.
Right now, because of the regulations, it's going to cost them almost $100,000 just to clean up. clean up this a couple spots. Well, they're going
to
do it because... They're going
to
need to do it, but it was not pointed out. Things have changed. The rules, they change the rules on people after you've had a business. And then now, you know, when you're thinking, that, okay, I'm just sell it. No, not so fast.
A lot of those things, Carl, we can't control at the local level because those are state and federal ordinances that come down.
That's true.
And we have to adopt.
But there are
things.
So many local ordinances that we could do something
that's
with.
Right.
Okay, Aaron.
I like all the things you guys are saying. I was going to say that oftentimes from a Dutch Bros setting, we tell our crew, hey, these are the things, these are the rules, that sort of thing. But I don't want you to be the Dutch Bros police. So I think that there's like this cultural shift. I really, really love Larry Voppel at the planning department. I think that he has just such a good heart and vision for our city and what it should be like. But I think that we can continue to all the way down, because I think that staff feels a certain sort of need and responsibility to uphold exactly what it is that all of those rules are. And so it's almost that aspect of when you're in law enforcement, there's the letter of the law and then there's the spirit of the law. Continuing to say to them, we don't need you to be the, you know, planning police sort of thing. We need you to figure out how can we work together.
There should be something in our planning department. There should be something in our planning department that says, look, you get a business coming in here, and you get them everything they need, and they can get these permits and plans through in 30 days, you get a bonus. I think you ought to put them on a bonus system.
That's a great idea.
You know, and then so
I don't know
you
if you can do
them,
that, but
well,
I love that.
I don't know
I think
why.
We should explore it.
I think you need to take a look. You know, again, get out of the box here.
Yep.
If you can get them through, and then if you've got somebody that's taken 6-7 months, you need to explain exactly why. And unfortunately, you can't take their money away, but you need to explain why it's taken so long. Not to the business. And, you know, every time they'll go, well, you know, they didn't do this, they didn't do this. Well, that's not always true. That is not always true.
Sorry to cut you off.
No,
I was going to say that I would love to see us have some sort of, like, secret shopper program. I know you can click which button it is that you like. But if there was some sort of secret shopper program where randomly there was somebody whose job it was to call and ask a set of 10 questions of how somebody's experience was, it would give us really good feedback for every single one of those planners or city staff or whoever was interacting with the customers.
Because 90% of the time, you get a great, you know, you have a good experience.
That's right.
But the 10% takes people out of business. People can't start businesses because of permit fees. Somebody said here is that our permit development fees are 3 times as much as Chico. I don't know if that's true.
Well,
it's something to look at.
I'll look at it.
Okay, 2 minutes left. Best thoughts here before you run back to your house to see if you have to evacuate. Aaron Reznor.
I think that I would simply like to share that I really have a lot of hope and a lot of drive to see our city be successful. We have every single thing that anywhere that you think of, we just spent We just spent time 2 weeks on an RV trip and we travel around the country with the kids. And everywhere that we went that we thought was amazing, they all have the same things that Reading has. They're just leveraging them better than we are. And I think that we have all of the makings. We have incredible people. We have incredible surroundings, beautiful places, and we can make Reading just this a better version of what we are at the moment. And so I think that the thing that I bring is really that collaboration piece, because it's going to take all of us working together in one direction. And as a group, we're stronger.
Well, next time I want to talk, because if you get elected this time, you're going to be there when the leases from McConnell and Kutros.
We don't have time to talk about that.
I know, but that's going to be something to talk about next time, because if you are elected, those leases are coming due then.
Yeah,
and
it's kind of
what
exciting.
Is the plan for using the river, utilizing the river in a good way to build Reading even faster?
And hopefully this time when those discussions start, they'll actually get the property owner involved.
Yeah, that would be nice. We could get him in that. Okay, Aaron, thank you so much. Aaron Reznor, how do people get a hold of you?
Aaron at AaronReznor.com is the easiest way, or anywhere from my E-R-I-N at E-R-I-N-R-E-S-N-E-R.com. Or you can look up Reznor for City Council on Facebook or on Instagram, and I answer all of those.
Okay.
So.
And you'll speak everywhere.
Right? I am a little bit of everywhere for the next few months.
All right. Before we just kill off that right there, I want to use this last couple of minutes and give an update on the fires here before we go to national news. It's much more important. This is.
All right. We are following the Carr fire very closely. Last update officially was at 20,000 acres, 10% containment. Evacuations are all the way from Buenaventura all the way to the county line at Buckhorn Summit. We have 192 structures threatened, almost 1,000 people without power in that area. Fires are popping up on both sides of 299, this east of Iron Mountain Road, and we keep getting reports closer.